Hi, this is Marty Ware from the Potted Vegetable Garden, www.pottedvegetablegarden.com, and I'm here today to talk to you about why we should learn to grow food at home. Now, it's not going to be what you think. I'm going slightly what you would think off topic, but hey, it's not. Look, we've got an overpopulation in the world. The cities are getting crowded. It's getting more expensive to buy food, and health is a major problem throughout the world, especially in Australia where I am, with obesity. And, you know, we eat a lot of processed foods and we're not getting the healthy foods. If we eat the healthy foods at home, we get all the vitamins straight away from that food, from all the essential oils and vitamins and minerals that are contained within that plant source that we're eating from. Okay, so water scarcity, well, how can we improve that? Well, there's water scarcity all around the world, and there's millions and millions of people that don't have enough water every day, and it's moving into other countries. So what I recommend that you do is, even if you're in a small little place, try and catch some water to use on your plants in any way, with a small water tank, or just set up some buckets where it majorly drips off at the end of the night. I actually use organic conditioner and things in the bathtub, so I use that water to water some of my plants so they don't get any nasty chemicals. The other thing, you know, is health. Like I said, the benefits before are amazing with health, so you really need to look at growing your own food so you can get that life force from the food straight away. You're saving money. Now, that's just obvious. Once you do it properly, you're collecting your own seeds, you're growing your own food, and then it becomes educational for the children, and you can educate other people around as you get better at what you do. And that way we're saving health, we're doing money, we're doing all this great stuff to add value to the world. We're saving strains of different types of plants as you collect your seed, we're teaching children, then you have food security. Now, in a lot of countries this is not an issue, but in many developing worlds, it is. So if you can learn how to grow your own food sustainably, then fantastic. You've got another way of food security. Also, there's not enough land around the world. So if we can learn how to grow this at home, we actually take a lot of the impact off the infrastructure around the world. Yeah, I know it sounds like a lot, but if we all get in there and do it, it can make a very large difference. So one way to go in small space gardening is to go up vertical so you can grow more. Yep, reuse the water, recycle it. And then you will have a great time growing your own food. And remember to compost with your own worm farm. Anyway, I hope I've given you some great ideas on why you should learn to grow food at home. There's going to be lots of tips and great pointers, articles, blog posts, audios, videos, and everything that you can find in the Potted Vegetable Garden at pottedvegetablegarden.com. Okay, happy gardening, and I'll see you there. Bye.